Today's Small Business Saturday Radio podcast is being brought to you by Noretta Family Medicine, cutting through the red tape of healthcare.
Good morning, Columbia, South Carolina, and of course to everyone who is listening in the Midlands and perhaps outside of the Midlands. Welcome to Small Business Saturday Radio, where we celebrate local entrepreneurs and small business owners who are building our communities and making a positive impact on our economy. I am Tazima, the owner of Sunrise Artisan Bath and Body, located in Five Points, along with my co-host Steve Cook. Yes, he's in the studio today, who is the owner of Salutas in Five Points and three other restaurants that I'm going to let you pronounce the name, Steve, because you know I'm going to slaughter it.
Good morning. It's good,
good
to be
morning.
Here. Yeah, we own Salutas, Arroyo Taco and Tequila, Il Bocado Pizza, and
can you speak
Ember
up?
Steakhouse.
Why are you shy today?
I don't know. You're making me nervous.
Okay.
Yeah,
say it again.
I'm staying busy.
You're very busy. How's the steak restaurant coming along?
Just finalized interior design stuff and just waiting on construction deadlines and all that stuff.
Wow, it's amazing, but I know it's also very stressful.
It's my least favorite part.
Yeah.
I mean, most people have done work on their house and they know how nightmarish that could be.
It's
imagine that except for your... At the end of your construction, you're going to start making money. And it's like, let's go. Let's do this.
Well, okay. Now, I do want to say this. I want you to share with us because I think this is really important. You just won this prestigious award that I want you to tell everybody what that is. I know you didn't want to do it, but I'm doing it. So you're on the spot and it's live radio.
Okay. I was named the South Carolina Restaurant Lodging Association Restaurateur of the Year. I don't know. There's no cash prize.
What is that, though?
I don't know. It means I'm the Restaurateur of the Year.
The Restaurateur of the Year. So does that mean that they put you in?
They have an event in Greenville in a couple of weeks where they name, like, they have, like, the Restaurateur of the Year, Hotelier of the Year. And they have, like, various awards throughout the hospitality industry.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. I know
this is one among many things that Salutas has one, which is a testament to the hard work that you've put into it.
Yeah, it feels embarrassing when they single me out.
It is
not me. I'm not doing anything.
But I get that, right? It's everybody involved, right? But you're the face of that.
But this feels fake and humble. So no, it's fine. Yeah. I'm the best restaurateur in South Carolina. Y'all deal with it.
You're really crazy. Well, listen, we got to get to our guest because I'm really excited to talk to her about her small business right here. Christina is the owner of Shavaz. Did I say it right, Christina?
You said it correct.
Shavaz Spa and Salt Cave. I'm going to tell you before you share some information about who you are, Christina. A lot of my friends know you, and one friend in particular, Dick Moons, was like, you got to meet her, Tazima.
Shout out.
You know what I mean?
He
was like, you got to have her on the show. But it wasn't just Dick. It was so many other people that have come into the soap store that would always mention your spa. And I was always fascinated by it because a salt cave, I've been in those before. They're just magical. On so many, the physical, the mental, the spiritual, it covers everything.
You define my business.
So tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So my name is Christina. I opened Shavaz Spa because I was working in the corporate world. Total burnout. I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Mm.
The go, 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 go. Not going to lie, money was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So when I made the decision to make that switch, my husband was like, what the hell are you doing?
Right.
But, you know, we kind of go with it. So corporate burnout kind of began it for me. I was in my mid-30s and my doctor was like, hey, you know, you got some high blood pressure going on and some medical things. That's where it all begins, right? Like, everybody finds their journey in something when it becomes personal and it's medical. It's like,
exactly.
I'm dying. What can I do? I'm dying.
See, I'm thinking about relieving my stress by going to get a real job, work for somebody. So I guess it's always Depends on what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Or how much of it.
Or how much of it, exactly.
Because, yeah, I think being a business owner is stressful all by itself. Like, it's a whole different category of stress, right? Yeah. But I also know someone, I've worked at the Pentagon. I've worked in law enforcement. And so someone who ends up burning out from those things, and I would. Mm-hmm. I would just burn out. Like, I'm not excited about going to work. There's nothing I want. It's like I'm done. And yet when I would do a business, it was way more stressful, but it made more sense. It was more practical for me, if that makes sense.
Yep. So there's two different types of stress. Mm-hmm. There's your stress, and there's stress for somebody else. And so your stress, you can change. If there's something that's creating a level of stress for you, you can change it so it doesn't stress you anymore. But if you're going to work for the corporate world and there's something that stresses you, no matter what you do, you're not going to be able to change it because it's got to go up the ladder.
That is so I never thought totally, of it that way. Yeah.
Most people don't ever think of it that way, but it's the sheer
That's
definition.
A really good way of putting that, though. Yeah. There's your stress, and then there's someone else's stress
that you can't change and you have to deal with. And so you not being able to make those changes just creates a new level of stress for you.
So what was the journey, though, for you to leave corporate? We know that was, you know, it's like, I'm done with this. Mm-hmm. But out of all the businesses you could have started, you decided to open up a salt spa. And I don't know if it's called a salt spa or what, you know, the terminology that you use. I think of it as a salt cave, but you offer so many different services within that.
Yep.
So what was it that, those are so extreme. You see what I'm saying?
Very extreme. So the biggest kicker was my doctor said, you need to learn how to manage your stress. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, how do you do that? And he's like, I don't know. You got to figure it out. Like, find out. Some people work out. Some people do this. Some people do that. You know. People hike, people do all kinds of things. You have to find what's true to you. Now, I also grew up in Florida, so I never dealt with sinus issues until I moved to South Carolina.
Of course.
Yeah. Like, capital of sinus issues is Columbia, South Carolina, it seems like. Well, and most people don't realize salt therapy is a good holistic remedy for that.
Yes.
I had to make that connection. Why did I never have it in Florida, but I have it here? I lived on the coast. I was breathing salt air every day.
Yeah.
And so I always tell people, when you go to the beach, are you taking allergy medicines? Are you sniffling? Are you sneezing? And they're like, no. And I'm like, salt air. So when you come to Columbia and you breathe the salt air, it kind of keeps it going. So that was the connection of the salt therapy. But the biggest kicker and where the dream came from was our Zen Den. Our Zen Den is zero gravity shiatsu massage chairs.
What?
Uh-huh. Yeah. So I used to cover the entire state for sales. And at the time, I lived in Greenville and I had clients in Myrtle Beach. And I would have to drive to Myrtle Beach. I was also a single mom at the time.
Okay.
So I would do it all in one day. Yeah. Yeah. I would get up early. I would drive. I would do all my calls and I'd drive back. What I would do is stop in Florence. I'm not sure, you probably all know there's like a mall in Florence right off the interstate.
Yeah.
And I would sit in the massage chair for like 15 minutes to kind of refresh myself before my long drive home.
Wait, you know what? I'm going to have to stop you there because I just looked up. We're going into a commercial break, heartbreak. But when we come back, you've got to finish that story for sure. All right, everybody, you're listening to Small Business Saturday Radio, and we'll be right back.
The City of Columbia's Office of Business Opportunities supports small business owners. We help minority, women, and veteran-owned businesses with loans, technical assistance, education, and advocacy. We're here to help business owners avoid mistakes. Contact us with questions and let us help. For more information, call 803-545-3950 or visit obo.columbiasc.gov. Together, we are Columbia.
Are you frustrated with the healthcare system and looking for a change? Then look no further. I'm Dr. Melissa Boylan with Noretta Family Medicine. We are a direct primary care office where we take the time to get to know you. For a reasonable monthly fee, we offer transparent billing and easy-to-access primary care for all ages. Noretta Family Medicine, cutting through the red tape of healthcare. Find out more by visiting NorettaFamilyMed.com. That's NoretaFamilyMed.com.
Are you looking for a luxurious way to pamper yourself? Look no further than Sunrise Artisan Bath & Body. Our plant-based soaps and lotions are designed to provide you with the ultimate experience. Our products are natural and nourishing, leaving you feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. So go ahead, treat yourself with Sunrise Artisan, which is more than a bath, it's an experience. Sunrise Artisan, located at 710 Saluda Avenue in Five Points, or online at sunrisebath.com. Sunrise Artisan.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Small Business Saturday Radio. I'm Tazima, your host, in studio with Steve Cook, who is the other host. And today our guest is Katrina from Shavaz.
Christina. It's okay.
She does that a lot.
I know. I am the worst person with names. See, that's why I told you I have to have notes.
It's okay. It is not the first or last time somebody will call me Katrina. I promise.
Christina. Oh, you don't want to know what I've been called.
I'm just a hurricane. That's
Tazima. No, I'm, yeah, well, try Hiroshima, okay? It's like, okay, but...
They just can't handle us. It's okay.
I know. It's okay, right? So we have Christina. She's a delight to be in the studio. I can't wait to go to the spa. I'm very excited about it, too. And we're going to get into it because she's got so many services that she can... that she offers, and as far as I could see, they're all extremely reasonable. There's no reason for anyone to say, well, I can't afford that. I mean, I do think that your rates are extremely reasonable. So I'm really excited about doing this. But let's go back to what we were talking about before we went into the break. And you were saying that you were doing so much in one day that you would... go to the mall in Florence for the sole purpose of being able to sit in the massage chair for 15 minutes.
Yep, mentally decompress. So mentally, physically decompress for my long trip home. But you and I both know when you're at the mall, it's super bright, super loud. How much can you really relax?
Relax, right.
And I said, all I need is this chair in a dark room.
Oh.
Like 15, 30 minutes. Let me, you know, get my zen. So I can make my trip back. So that was the foundation.
Oh, God, now you make me want to buy one of those chairs.
Okay. Yep.
The way you talk about it, I'm like, I need to order that.
So my chairs are 10 times better than those chairs.
Okay.
So our chairs are acupressure chairs. So I always tell everybody, be prepared because it's going to hit all the nooks and crannies of where you hold stress. So it's almost like one of those hurt so good kind of moments.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is that service called again?
It's called our Zen Den.
Our Zen Den.
Yep.
Zen Den. I love that too.
Yeah, just looking at like the website and it's got kind of all the different services listed. There's a ton of stuff. I think, you know, it seems like recently, I don't know, 5-10 years, people are a lot more cognizant about their health. Maybe some of that's after COVID a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody kind of knows that stress is bad and that you need to decompress, but nobody knows how to do it. Or you try to do it yourself and you sit in a closet and try to meditate with some stupid app. And
or
you,
cry.
Get you even more free. Or just sit there and cry. But I think a lot of this stuff, like I think a lot of people would love to have, you know, the infrared spot, you know, sauna at their house, that kind of thing. So it's a cool way to do it without having to invest $500,000-$700,000 to set this at your house.
Yeah,
absolutely. So oddly enough that you bring that up. So we actually refer to our monthly plan as a stress management plan. The whole idea of building the business was a avenue for people who were being told you need to learn how to manage your stress. So we put together services that actually manage your stress for you. And then our latest service that we just brought in is heart rate variability scans. So we can actually do a 5-minute heart rate variability scan and show you how stress is affecting you physiologically. And
see,
also
like
biologically.
That would freak me out.
It is very scary sometimes. Yeah,
exactly, because as soon as mine come back too high, now I'm going to have to call my doctor who has to talk me off.
Well, some of that stuff, like, you know, like I've had all this. I've got an Apple Watch on now. You've got these little, like,
I won't even cut that feature on.
Like, I've had a whoop for a while, if you know what that is. Mm-hmm. Like, you does the heart rate variability.
Yep.
And you know, it does freak you out a little bit when you see it, but then it's kind of, if you don't have the baseline knowledge of how your body's reacting to certain things, there's no way for you to correct it. You don't know why you sort of feel bad or high strung or whatever, and you start to realize that, well, your heartbeat's going up for no reason
whatsoever.
Well,
I don't care, because mine would go up higher.
Not to get off on a tangent, but I say this all the time. we're not supposed to be here. We're not supposed to be staring at screens. We're not supposed to be like driving around in cars. Right. We're supposed to be in groups of 100 people wandering around a savannah. Like, the stress is real because it was supposed to be a lion is going to kill you and you need that stress. And now we don't have a lion chasing us down. So now everything stresses you out. And I mean, the older I've gotten, the more I've dealt with that stuff, like where it was more acute. I don't know when I was younger if I just blew right by it or didn't care, didn't notice. But the older you get, the more you're like, all right, how are you going to manage that? Because sleep and stress to me are almost as important as working out and eating right.
You know, that's 100%. They say that's why the youth is wasted on the young. Yeah. Because when you're young, you think you're invincible. You think you're going
to
live forever.
Yeah, come talk to my kids. They'll tell you that.
I mean, really. And then as you get older, you start paying attention to different things and taking different considerations.
That's why you always make fun of me for going on vacation all the time. That's my spa.
But you know, you do it too much, though. You go on vacation like every other week.
You have to decompress sometimes. But this is a seems like a way.
Now you can
decompress
the spa.
I mean, how quick or long are these treatments? I know they're variable. There's a lot of different ones. But I mean, it sounds like you can pop in and out.
Yep. So 15 minutes to an hour. So we do have like float therapy is an hour long.
What is float therapy?
So float therapy is basically deprivation. Most people think of float pods. We actually have a cabin. It's 8 foot by 7 foot. You step into it. So it's like an enclosed little pool, basically. But it's 18 inches of water, 1,500 pounds of Epsom salt. So you naturally float on top of the water. It's like an hour-long bath, salt bath, that never gets cold.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, essentially, you're just ripping every scent. It's dark. There's no sight.
Correct.
It's quiet. There's no sound. You're floating, so there's no feel. I mean, I've heard stories talk about people that say they've used that to hallucinate.
It's like, very euphoric. Yeah. Very euphoric experience.
Really?
Yeah. If you do the full deprivation. We do offer lights and music for the people that, you know, can't just dive into something. But ultimately, our goal is we want you to fully deprive the brain. Because the sense of clarity that comes from that is amazing.
Oh, you and I are going to be best friends.
It's amazing.
Like, I mean, because I'm just listening to this. I know the audience can hear it. Number one, you're obviously extremely knowledgeable. But just the way that you describe the services, because I'm sitting up there like, I want some of everything, like a buffet. I want some of everything. I want to go to, you started or you opened during
just
COVID?
After COVID. So 21, the end of 21, we were delayed a little bit. So we actually officially opened our doors January of 22.
Okay. So what was that like, though? Did COVID actually help with your decision to do something like this? Because COVID kind of shut everybody down. We were all isolated, right? Mm-hmm. So now you had to think. And I think for a lot of people, just the fact that they had to really think for themselves was freaking them out.
Mm-hmm.
For a lot of other people, it began to make them recognize that there's an opportunity here now. What is the message? You know, what is the message? Am I supposed to continue to work at the Pentagon, or is it time? You know what I'm saying, as an example.
Yep.
So what was that experience for you?
So it really was a beginning of a healing journey for me personally. It was
with COVID.
Yep.
Yeah.
So healing internally. We go by being a spa, but honestly, it's a marketing play for us. We more are a holistic wellness center. So somewhere where we are holistically going to not only help you relieve stress, but also give you holistic benefits to the body, mind, and spirit. It's a really important thing where we combine all three of those. The COVID factor with our business model, it was, think about this, COVID was one of the most stressful times for how many people? And a lot of people go and get massages maybe once a week, right? Mm-hmm. That's how they relieve their stress. They weren't getting massages. So what were they doing? They weren't doing anything.
Right.
So
gaining weight. Well, like for me, that was the beginning of my tequila journey.
Which was a coping mechanism. So that was your stress management.
Yes.
And I think today it's odd that you mentioned that, because this morning they were talking about there's some bars that are transferring some of their kegs to non-alcoholic beer because there's a movement of people going alcohol free because they caught themselves drinking so much post-COVID.
That was me.
That their body was affected by it. And I mean, I
just love tequila. I realized I loved it during COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, you know, it's crazy is like there's a stat I kind of like keep up with the sort of industry stuff and like whatever the generation of kids that's like 21 to 25, they are drinking not like slightly less, like one third of the rest of the age groups. And it's almost like some of these companies are looking at it going, what is, if that trend continues, I mean, the alcohol business is huge, right? I mean, I sell a lot of alcohol myself, but I think a lot of it also is people find different ways to have that outlet, you know? Yep. Some of it's cannabis stuff, but I think a lot of it probably is more positive
stress
management.
That's interesting. I wonder if the whole gummy bear, whatever,
without
that, the
shadow
CBD,
of a doubt.
Yeah, so that's replacing
alcohol. Absolutely.
For a lot of those kids, yeah.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, I know we, Steve, do you have, I want to go back to, we only got like 30 seconds. I'm really interested in this floating in salt thing.
Well, I think the cool thing, we can get back into some of the details when we get back on the other side of this, but is there so many different sort of things you could do. And like, I've always a believer that whatever works for you, works for you. And some of it's probably, no offense to you, but nothing that you do, but some of the wellness stuff is probably mumbo jumbo a little bit, but it doesn't really matter if it's helping you out. Yeah. You might not like the infrared spa, you might not like the deprivation tank, but there's probably something that you can find that fits what you kind of want.
Absolutely.
So. All right, everybody. When we come back, we're going to talk more about Shavaz, the spa wellness holistic center right here in Columbia.
I'm Dr. Melissa Boylan, owner of Noretta Family Medicine. We provide quality, direct primary care for you, your family, and your employees. If you're a small business owner wanting to offer medical services to employees without breaking the bank, give us a call. Noretta Family Medicine, providing personal and accessible primary care.
Welcome to Saluda's, located in the heart of Five Points since 1996 and specializing in fine dining Southern cuisine with a continental flair. Come enjoy your next dinner in our beautiful white tablecloth dining room overlooking Five Points. You'll experience great ambiance, fantastic food, and exceptional service. Need space for your next dinner meeting or special occasion? Reserve one of our two private dining rooms for larger groups of up to 50. Saluda's outdoor seating is the best in Columbia, overlooking the iconic Five Points Fountain. A few of our signature dishes include our shrimp and grits, seared scallops, and one of the best filet mignons you have ever tasted. The bar is stocked with craft beers and signature cocktails, and our wine list was just awarded the Wine Spectator Award of Excellence. Join us for dinner 7 nights a week starting at 5 p.m. and experience Southern hospitality and cuisine with a modern spin. Salute us at 751 Saluda Avenue. Make reservations at salutas.com or call 799-9500. That's 799-9500.
This is the Business Tip of the Week, brought to you by The Hideout, located at 118 State Street in West Columbia.
Just talking about God knows what.
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about doing, because I haven't mentioned the podcast. I was thinking about taking our conversations during the break.
No.
And having it as a members only.
Bloopers. Subscribe to the bloopers and yes, that conversation.
Right. So, okay, Steve, come on.
What is it?
Is don't it even try it. You know the show? Week? Yes. And it's...
All right, small business tip of the week for small business owners. Obviously, as if you listen to Zazima for more than 5 minutes, you realize that it can be very stressful. And I think, you know, I think a lot of... I'm a member of a bunch of, like, Facebook groups on about restaurant owners and things like that, mostly just a voyeuristically view, like, these people are just going into panic spirals all the time. And I see so many people who are like, I'm working 20 hours a day and I can't get everything to work out. You cannot... If you are the owner of a small business and you're the CEO, you cannot drive yourself into the ground or the business is going to drive into the ground. You have to manage your health and your prioritize sort of your wellness, because if you are, you know, we're not Navy SEALs dropping into somewhere, you know.
Like, and even they get a break.
Yeah,
I mean, they're not doing it like 365 days a year for several years.
Right. It's
nonstop.
Almost impossible. But sometimes you've got to shut your brain off. And like, I have a big problem going home not, you know, try to work a 9-to-5-ish kind of day. I go home at 5 and I sit on the couch and I feel stressed sitting on the couch. I'm like, I can't sit still. Why am I sitting still? There's something that's got to be done. So I think obviously with Christina here, it's a great, you know, this is just one of many ways to manage your stress.
You know what? I think that's interesting what you brought up, that I don't know. I'm using us in this room as an example. And Christina, please jump in and with your input. But it's, I think that people that are like have these high work ethics, like we have to get it done. For us to, like you said, Steve, sit on the sofa and just try to relax, we automatically go into, I need to be doing something, or what did I forget to do, or no, I can't do this. This is more stressful than actually doing.
Or you feel that stress with eating a bag of Cheetos or something. You know, people stress eat when they're just sitting around. It's like, you know, it's.
That, I used to stress drink.
That's what I think, yeah, well, stress drinking could be good. You know, it's why I think it's important to have things like hobbies. And I mean, whether you're, it's great to go to the gym, it's great to eat well. You probably, almost everybody needs other outlets for their stress, mental health, et cetera.
That's what I'm trying to work on now. So
give us some cool stuff that like, that you guys do that, like the direct benefits, like, you know, I saw that infrared sauna,
infrared.
The deprivation tank we talked on a little bit. What are some of that stuff, and how does it kind of give you a positive effect?
So infrared saunas are really cool, especially in a time like today. I think everybody always talks about cold and flu season, right? Mm-hmm. It's not really cold and flu season. When it's cold outside, we tend to be inside. So we're getting a lack of vitamin D, right? Mm. So are we supplementing with vitamin D? Everybody always talks about vitamin C, but it's really vitamin D.
Yeah.
You know, you need that sunlight.
Ask the people in Washington State how important it is.
Exactly, yeah. So infrared saunas are really good for that. Infrared saunas, basically, best way for me to put it, is like a microwave. It's going to heat you from the inside out. And when we do that, what's happening in the brain is the brain's like, oh, shit. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, crap. Like, I'm getting sick. I've got a fever. And so white blood cells start kicking in overdrive. Your immune system starts building up. So that's a big key difference with infrared saunas. And they're great for just overall recovery. That's the other key point I like to factor in. A lot of people work out. That's their stress reliever. But what are you doing for your body to appreciate it?
And especially as you get older and don't bounce back.
Especially, exactly. Yep.
So those, okay, first of all, you know those masks that you see on Amazon?
Red light mask?
Is that kind of the same thing? And why do they look so creepy?
So, two different things. Two different things.
So break down with the, what, and I'm sure you're aware of what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
So break down the differences.
So we actually offer a red light service as well. It's a full body red light service, and that is actually called our pain reliever. So when people call us and say, what do you have for pain? Normally, we're going to recommend red light. Light, infrared, and PEMF are all three services together. Red light's really good for inflammation. It goes just below the skin. And so it's going to target that inflammation. And inflammation is really what is causing the pain. So if we can lower that inflammation, that's what that is. And it's really good for the skin, which is why you're seeing the masks. Most people are using it for their face because that's the only skin they really care about. We do the full body because we want you to look good no matter what. But
Give me a tan?
No.
Ah, man.
I did
not have UV, so it's not bad.
There was this guy in the store the other day. His brother had just graduated and from Fort Jackson. And they're from the U.S. Allens. What is that called?
Virgin Islands.
Yeah, the Virgin Islands.
Going there in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Okay, stress relief, Steve. But he was saying, you know, he wanted to get something for his mom while he was in there too. And I had said, what age group is she in? Because there certain age groups like certain fragrances. It's just the way it is. And when he said her age group, I was like, oh, you know what? Older people. And then I said, oh, wait a minute. I apologize for saying that, right? Like, your mom is old, so she's going to like gardenia. But at the end, what he said, which I thought about, he was like, no, don't apologize for that. I don't understand. People want to make their goal to stay young mm-hmm. when the goal is to live a long life. So you want to get old. You just want to be healthy. Exactly. And I was like, you know, yeah, that does make sense, right? We've made getting older such an offense.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the most natural thing to do and the most fortunate thing you can do because you can lose your life at any moment.
Absolutely.
So just try to take care of yourself while you're on this journey.
Absolutely. So I'm going to go back to the HRV I was telling you about. That HRV scan actually shows how you regulate your autonomic nervous system.
Mm.
And it shows what your biological age is versus chronological age.
Yeah, I don't like that. I've seen that online.
Oh, why? Yours is saying 70.
I don't know. It might.
And let me tell you, I've scanned some clients, and when they look at that number and they're 42 years old and their scan says they're 57, like, that's heart attack age. Like, when people often wonder, it can be. It can be. You know, like when they say she had a heart attack at 42 and people are like, how do you have a heart attack? Because of the amount of stress that your body is under, like your biological age is not 42. And so it's been an emotional journey with me on bringing in the HRV and having these conversations with people, because when they see that number, it hits. And like, you can tell by their energy, they're like, oh, wow. You know, I've got small kids or I've got this. And that's the moment where
that's
they really
I don't
make that
know.
Change.
But you've got it for now.
It's never too late to make changes.
Well, what was people doing before all of that? I'm just saying that I get it on some levels. It is. I can imagine the benefits that would come from that. But someone like me and knowing what my boundaries are, that would rent so much space in my head. I would have to be on medication just to keep from thinking about the fact that my heart might explode.
You can't change it if you don't measure it, right?
Exactly.
And so if you walk into your doctor's office and he goes, you know, whatever, you're 25 pounds overweight, you really need to lose some weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that probably hurts your feelings, but it's a good knowledge to
have.
But
I think, and so what I'm saying is that I think that I can deal with. What I can't deal with... which is why I don't have my watch set to show me what my heart rate is doing. Because for me, that would make me more paranoid, which would not work. It would that work. That, and I'm just saying for
that's,
me,
that's,
for,
well, that's
for
where
someone
I think,
like
you know,
myself.
A place like Christina is where you go, all right, well, if you have those issues, then what are we going to do to deal with them? You know,
right.
Some people can self, you know, there's people that'll sit in their closet or turn off all their lights and do the transcendental meditation. I've tried that stuff. I can't do it. I cannot do it on my own. And so something like
you
this
you probably have to start off with the mantra, though, because meditation for a lot of people is really hard because we don't know how to shut off mm-hmm. the brain. So the whole reason for saying a mantra is where you can focus on the sound of that.
Sure.
Or even if you focus on the sound of your breath. Tell me one mantra you say, I'm going on vacation. Inhale. But, exhale, I'm going to the Virgin Islands.
Those are, listen, at the end of the day, I really think, you know, you talk about like why we're dealing with this today versus mm-hmm. like maybe our great grandparents certainly didn't have to deal mm-hmm. with this. I mean, just look at every single day.
Everything.
There's no moment of the day that you don't have outside stimulus anymore.
Constant
it just,
notifications.
It's awful. And I mean, you know, some people can, maybe you can hack that by turning your phone off, or some people walk in the door at 5 p.m. and put their phone in a cubbyhole and don't look at it again.
And you know what? Listen, even trying to remove these devices is impossible.
No,
for example,
not
wait,
impossible.
Let me just say this first, please. My example is, I don't like my phone being around me because it's proven to me that it is recording or listening to everything. It's proven itself to be doing that, right? So I got it over somewhere else. But then my watch goes off. So I guess I could get like a regular watch.
You need that.
But then
deprivation
I wouldn't
tank.
Be able to see.
She needs to do the float therapy. Shut your brain. And that's, and then, again, I've heard a lot of like.
I do. I want to do
I've
that.
I've read a lot of stuff about how like that in particular, the sensory deprivation, the flotation tank, whatever, mm-hmm. You can get in there and literally like your brain, oh my God, this is the first 5 minutes I've had without outside stimulus in 10 years. And I've literally read people say they go in there and have like life-changing, like hallucinogenic
Absolutely.
I mean,
experience.
No, I'm serious. I'm Absolutely. Going. I'm going to do that. Now, see, I'll do that. I'll dive in head first with something like that. But as far as knowing how many beats my heart is, I don't want.
But going back to the electronic world, yeah. So we are an electronic free facility. So we have lockers. You have to lock up your cell phones. You have to lock up your watches. We are decompressing you 100% from notifications. Mm-hmm. So when people come in and do services, like we have this 3-hour ordeal for people. It's our spa day package. It's 5 services, 3 hours. They'll come in. And, you know, at first we get a little bit of pushback. Well, they want to take videos. They want to take pictures because they want to do social media stuff. And I'm like,
and
hey, that's
so
great and cool.
And we're so superficial.
Yeah. Everybody look at what I'm doing.
It doesn't count unless you take a picture of it.
Yeah, exactly. Right, exactly. It didn't happen.
Exactly. And so I'm like, nope, sorry. Like, we lock it up. And what's great at the end of those 3 hours is they'll go to leave with my key still on their wrist and turn around and come back in my door because they forgot all about their phones.
Oh, see, but the point I'm making is that you have created a space for that, yeah. Which is amazing. But I'm talking about just in your everyday life, right? Yeah. Like, ugh. Okay, when we come back, we're going to talk about how we can destroy these gadgets. No, you're listening to Small Business Saturday Radio.
The City of Columbia's Office of Business Opportunities supports small business owners. We help minority, women, and veteran-owned businesses with loans, technical assistance, education, and advocacy. We're here to help business owners avoid mistakes. Contact us with questions and let us help. For more information, call 803-545-3950 or visit obo.columbiasc.gov. Together, we are Columbia.
Are you looking for a luxurious way to pamper yourself? Look no further than Sunrise Artisan Bath and Body. Our plant-based soaps and lotions are designed to provide you with the ultimate experience. Our products are natural and nourishing, leaving you feeling refreshed and rejuvenated. So go ahead, treat yourself with Sunrise Artisan, which is more than a bath, it's an experience. Sunrise Artisan, located at 710 Saluda Avenue in Five Points, or online at sunrisebath.com. Sunrise Artisan.
All right, back for our last segment. Thanks for the Radio 101. I really appreciate that. Last segment, this hour flies by like they all do.
Always.
But, you know, we've been talking a bunch here with Christina about her business and some of the benefits that can for small business people in particular, but really everybody. Maybe actually not only the small business owner, but also their spouse or significant other. My wife needs a little stress relief sometimes, I think, from dealing with me.
I'm taking her with us. I'm doing a girls thing.
Get her out.
With the girls at Five Points. And I want Joanne to
come.
That
sounds like a threat to me, but that's
fine. It is a threat. In fact, when I talk to her, I want to know, what was it that you did? You drug her to get her to say
yes? Oh, my God,
yes.
Please don't say that to her. She doesn't need any more of that in her life. But, you know,
his wife is so beautiful. She is one of the sweetest people. And I'm not just saying that. I am dead serious.
She is a very
She's
great woman.
Really gorgeous, but so like self-conscious about her beauty. It's like, girl, what's wrong? But she's just sweet. She's natural. She's the total opposite of Steve.
Oh, great.
Opposites attract.
Well, we were, a lot of times we'll have guests in here and it looks like I'm staring at my phone, but what I do a lot is just look at the website. And a lot of times, like, your website's great. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a great, you know, spot for people to go just to find out more about it. It's, how do you Shiva Spa? Yeah, so SHVAASSPA. But you can Google. I just Googled it real quick and it popped up. You know,
Shabazz. Yeah.
If you Google Shabazz. Salt Cave, Columbia.
That's it. That's what I Googled. Yeah, it popped
that's
right up.
What I did. Yeah. But the thing is that I think the proof is in the pudding because so many people that I don't know, Christina, so many people talked about this salt spa that would come in, particularly around this time of year, because I swear every Valentine's Day they would be like, oh, I got my wife, you know, a couples thing that we're doing over at the salt spa. And that's how I started
That's a great little thing, I guess, this time of year. I mean, I know Valentine's Day is our busiest day of the year at the restaurants, and like, that is a great gift for Valentine's Day for your significant other or just somebody that you want to give something to. But yeah, we talked bad about phones all last segment, But, you know, I'm staring at my phone at your website, and you can go right to it right now and book whatever you want to book. I mean, it's, there are some good things about technology.
Yeah.
You know, I think a lot of times people see this kind of stuff and they're a little intimidated by, oh, I don't want to call. I don't want to go down there. I don't know what to do. You could book it online and then come in, and I assume that then you guys walk everybody through the process.
Yep, absolutely.
So how does that look if I was to come in? Because I'm coming in. What's that process look like?
So that process comes in when you make a booking online, and all of our booking is live booking. So whatever's available at the time, that's what you can book. When you come in, we're going to greet you. We're going to see what service you signed up for. We're going to confirm waivers are filled out. You know, that's just the world we live in. Once that happens, we'll take you back to your service. We give you an introduction to that service so you know what to expect from it. And then we leave you at it. You know, these are all individualized. So I will make reference to this because it is something that comes up quite a bit. People always want to know, am I doing this sauna with other people? No. Like, our only public service is our salt cave. Mm. And when you see our salt cave and see what it looks like, you'll be like, okay, this is why it's public, because you can't have five of these.
And that's one that starts, like, every hour on
every
the hour.
Every hour on the hour, yeah. Yep.
What are the hours, services? Real quick, though, for your business? Well, first of all, because we're going to run out of time, right? We always do. So first of all, let's give out the address, telephone number, and the hours of the business.
Sure. So we are 1716 Main Street. If you're familiar with downtown, we're directly across the street from the courthouse, next door to our friends at Transmission Arcade. Mm-hmm. Phone number is 803-708-4196. Shavas Spa is how we say it. It's SHV as in Victor, AASSPA.
And what's the website?
ShavasSpa.com.
And like you said, when people, my mind just went, I'm still thinking about the floating.
I'm looking right now. There is a 60-minute float available this afternoon at 4 p.m.
I don't close till 6.
All right. Well, they are open on Tuesday, 10 a.m., 12 p.m., and
2
p.m.
Oh, I can do Tuesday.
There you go. And it's all on your phone. You can take a look.
Yeah. The thing we're talking about,
what
smashing.
What would you recommend for like a first timer? Like, obviously, you could pull like all these services and maybe say, oh, I think that is what, I mean, I could guess what I think I would like the best, but I mean, do people come in and go like, show me everything and I'll see what I like? I mean, how does that work?
So I won't show you anything because we don't do tours. I like to respect privacy of my clients in their rooms, so we don't do in-person tours, but we do have a facility tour on our website where you can go into every single room. You can go inside of all the services, look around.
That is awesome.
So I always send people there so they get a good capture of it. But I always recommend our Spa Day package. It's $120. It's 3 hours, 5 services, gives you a good kind of overall experience.
Do you have to do it all that day?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yep, we want you fully committed. Yeah. So,
That's not bad, though, either.
And I mean, an hour and a half, I mean, it's really not that much time to devote to your wellness. So, hour and a half, is that what you said?
3 hours.
3 hours. Well, that's a nice
that's
afternoon.
Even better. Yeah. Really.
Yeah.
And you said, I don't know if we said it on air, we were talking all day. No phones allowed in the facility.
No phones allowed. We have lockers. Yeah. So awesome. We put them on silent. We lock them up.
You don't have to worry about hearing somebody in the next room over talking on a business call.
Headphones. Yeah, exactly.
What was the most challenging thing for you when you decided to do this thus far? Because we're always talking about those walls, the infamous brick wall that we all hit as business owners sooner or later. What was your brick wall?
Self-belief.
Self-belief? You didn't believe in it or yourself.
I didn't believe in myself that I was actually going to do this and make it work. And I didn't believe that there were other people that were in the same position as me. But I found out there are far more people.
Yes.
And
that's why I decided to do this show.
Yeah.
Because I kept making mistakes. And I was like, surely I cannot be the only person in business that keeps falling in these ditches.
Absolutely.
And then I found out people like Steve would be like, Tazima, that's a part of it. That's a part of the learning. That's a part of it.
Yeah.
So, and the more people I talk to that have small businesses, it's like now I can relate, right? Like, oh, that's why that had to happen.
And you're going to have an experience that I'll never have and that he'll never have because they're different types of businesses. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if you have business coaches, if you go to school for business or anything else, there's always going to be something that's going to be like, oh, wait, you know?
That's right. That's right. So, you know, this, I'm really looking forward to it. With this flotation, I keep going back to, Do you recommend someone start off with that, or should maybe you start off with just the salt rum?
And I always say start off with the salt cave. Deprivation tank is a full commitment. It is something that you're going to have to be committed to, and you have to kind of shell out an hour and a half for that, because you got to shower before. We have a shower in the same room. You shower before and you shower after. And then you're floating for a full 60 minutes. So somebody who maybe looks at their watch 10 times in an hour, it's going to be really hard for them to float for 60 minutes because they're going to be bored out of their mind. Their mind's going to be
like, what do I do? Do you ever have anything like you can float for 30?
Nope. Not worth it.
It's not worth my business. It's not.
I mean, you can get out at any time.
Right.
But I will not offer a more cost-effective option of 30
minutes. Oh, I wasn't thinking about cost-effective. Yeah. I'm thinking about time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But I assume there's some basis for the time frame. That's what time you need to spend in there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because it takes 15, 20 minutes for your mind to shut off. Mm-hmm. And so for you to actually get in there and float 15, 20 minutes and then actually have 10 minutes of clarity, nothingness, like, yeah.
See, that's the reason why I want to experience it.
Tazima's afraid to be alone with her thoughts.
No, I'm not. I love being alone. That's the problem.
Listen, a lot of people are afraid to be alone with their thoughts.
I'm not one of them. Believe me.
A lot of people are.
You know, and I get it. Remember, that's what we were talking about during COVID and stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of people had a hard time because they've never... You know, one of the things that I used to say is that a person who constantly has to date, who never takes time to just be with themselves, is because they have a difficult time being with themselves. They have to have another face or body to distract them from them.
Mm-hmm.
I am just the opposite.
I think that's called codependency.
It is.
Well, I don't know, but I'm just the opposite. I would much rather have time alone. I like being by, you know,
well,
but let me tell you something.
You.
People
Put
don't
your phone
understand.
In a cubby hole and be alone.
I'm going there. But no, by nature, I really am an introvert. I just taught myself to be an extrovert. Nobody believes that.
Okay.
Whatever.
Most introverts don't put a microphone in front of their face.
No, most introverts will be behind a microphone because they don't want to be in front of a camera.
People, yeah. Okay. But yeah. You also like your alone time because that's recharging your battery.
Yes.
Which is why people come to my place. So they're coming to my place to recharge their battery.
Well, it's going to be a group of us that's going to come there. I'm probably going to be the first one, though. I think I'm going to do mine first.
You should. You need it.
All right, everybody. You guys have a great
thank you.
Yeah, you guys have a great weekend.